Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. All right. So today's call is Return to Self-Love. So if everyone will take a deep breath. I'd like you to draw your attention to your tailbone. And then draw your energy to the core of the earth, the new earth energy. Very good. I want you to go into the heart of Gaia, the planet, into your own special divine space. The earth has so many places where there are inner rivers, waterfalls, and we're going to allow a little sun into our space. And I want you to allow the light in. And I want you to feel the comfort in being held in the womb of the new earth. Invite all the colors that are there for you to work with, all the ones that feel right to you now. Just allow them now. Feeling some stiffness in some people. And so we're going to start with the spinal cord and the core. So take a deep breath again. Breathe out. Breathe in. And I want you to just expand your belly as big as you can. And then exhale. Each of us are in our own separate experience of the new earth. And in this place, we're not going to be absorbing other people's symptoms. So let's just stay with ourselves and what we're experiencing. And be the light for other people, but we don't have to take on their experience of symptoms and feel them ourselves. Not for this next hour and a half or so. Okay. Breathe in. Okay, all right. Some energy I was working with last night is present, and we're just going to bring it in now. To me, it appears kind of a peachy orange color, and it's part of the new work I've been doing in the Caribbean lately. So let's go ahead and allow that to move into the core, if that feels right for you. And that's right in the center of your body, and that goes from the top of your head down to your tailbone. Very good. Some of you joined our group later, so I'm going to just, while you're sitting in that energy, I'm going to just explain that we work with the new earth. Some of you may have a habit of not grounding, which I actually didn't ground for a long time. I just sort of centered. But we are in a transition period, and as long as we're connecting to the new earth experience and the evolution of the earth, that you shouldn't be absorbing other strange things from the earth. It should be your clean experience in our evolution. And it should be calming and grounding. There's so many very high energies right now. The earth is pretty essential with these big groups. All right, so I'd like you to stay in your cave. If you haven't done this with me before, some people will go ahead and have a pond or or caves and bring in your crystals. Do everything you can to make this your home and your safe space. And all the elements can be there. You can have water, you can have earth, the crystals that we talked about, you can feel a little breeze. Take a deep breath. We're allowing the peachy color, I'll call it, just move through everyone's core, cleaning out any old residual energy that's causing tension, resistance. Okay. And now we're going to bring in the peachy color in the horizontal energy. Okay, I'm allowing that to just move through everyone. Big breath, allow the tension out. We're going to allow the light to come in to all the quantum particles and allow that just to ignite that light in all the cells of your body. Anything old, in our time right now, old could be yesterday. Just let that go. Just let any stale energy, stagnation, anything holding you back, leave. And we'll strengthen the central core to that energy. Okay. I took a temperature of where everyone was from the emails I got. I got an awful lot of them. And I'm going to work on some of those issues with everyone today. And the first one that came up was abandonment, self-trust, where we substituted our empowerment for someone else's. So I'm just going to do a quick clearing on that, and we'll come back to it in detail. We'll align with the trifold flame, which is power, our empowerment, our divine love for ourselves, or our universal love, and our wisdom. All right, very good. Breathe in. Some of you are calling dolphin energy, and that's great. I've been playing with some dolphins, and I know some of you have too. Even had some whales in the Caribbean. All right. Breathe in. Breathe deep. And exhale completely and pull your belly button back to your spinal cord and release. All right. I'm going to work on a neutrality. Strengthening everyone to a neutral state. And opening the heart. I'll let your attention drop to your heart or up if you still have it at your tailbone. All right, you may be feeling a wave going out the back of your heart and one out the front of your heart. And we're just going to let the equilibrium be here. I'm going to do some balancing. With the crown, the third eye, and the sacrum. But you keep your attention on your heart. abandonment is one of the deepest core things that all of us feel at some point. Or if we're not feeling it, it's because we haven't gotten to it yet. But I find it fairly universal. And with the Earth changes going on and what's happening in on our Earth on that 3D plane, it does feel like, for many of us, like it's all coming to an end and crashing down. And that is true because so many patterns are leaving, so many things are coming to consciousness. People can't pretend. We can't be in sort of a floaty place where we're not noticing anymore. So let's talk about what we do with that noticing. And this is what we do. We love it. So let's say that you're feeling a sense of like you cannot trust someone else. So let's start with that. Everywhere that people feel like you are not trusting other people, that you cannot trust them to follow through, to care for you, to love you, to support you, to think you're worthwhile, to give you recognition. I want you to love every part of yourself that is waiting for that and feels bad about that, that feels less than. So this is one of these traps that we set up for ourselves. And the trap says, I'm going to give you control and empowerment over me and my heart and my self-trust. And if I don't get it back, then I must be a worthless person, or I must not be valuable. So I want you to love every part of yourself that feels any of that. So let's all love the parts of ourselves that do not feel valued. And that seems to happen in love and money an awful lot, and sometimes it happens with purpose. So just love all the parts that feel out of love, out of sync with your truth. With your attention on your heart, I want you to feel what it felt like before you were a human, before you were born, before you came to this experience. I want you to feel your sovereign person, your sovereign blueprint. Here we go. Breathe it in. Sometimes we don't recognize what we feel when this energy is here. It feels like maybe that's not us. Just hold that energy. If you distrust what you feel, love the part of yourself that distrusts. If you're experiencing something that's not you, it'll just float away. Stay in your earth, in your central core. Stay in the new earth. Your sacred holy ground. Big breath. I'm working, I want you to stay with your heart by working above your head, and we are opening up. For many of you will be able to feel this, the part of yourself that knows who you were before you were born. I want you to have access to your truth and your wholeness. So just take a breath, allow it to come, the understanding. Some of you may see it as like your goddess self or your God self. You may see yourself as color or light, but I really want you to feel it. I want you to feel the truth of your empowerment, your love, and your wisdom. Beautiful. Let the energy build and swell in your body. And all the places that we resist being in wholeness, we'll just go ahead and love those parts. All patterns that you took on collectively from our families, from other peoples, let's just let that go. Other universes. Delete all of our limitations to our wholeness. Okay, we're bringing in more energy for the heart, more dolphin energy, upgrading. So one of the messages I got this week while I was with the ocean was messages about inheritance. And we've talked about it before, but it's worth remembering. We all have a sadness about things that we've inherited, didn't inherit, should have inherited, expected to inherit. Take a deep breath. Let's disentangle all of the inheritance that's disappointed us. It's all leading to one thing, all those disappointments. It leads to knowing really what is your inherited birthright, and it's your divine being. It's your wholeness. So all the places that we have our energy lost or locked up, waiting for someone else to acknowledge us, love us, validate us, go ahead and love those parts. And that means bringing a piece of yourself back to your heart that felt that. So invite any part that's ready to integrate back into your heart and let's love it. While we are letting go of receiving these things from other people, what we learn, and what I've learned, and what I've seen, what I've experienced, is this makes us a more empowered person. Each time we do this, we give away a piece of ourselves, and we give away our empowerment and our right and our love in a way that is actually, you know, convoluted. So let's love ourselves and the part of ourselves that gave away our empowerment to other people. Take a deep, big breath. We'll move through all the cells and let those go. I had one email from someone, which I loved because I have experienced this myself, which I worked on fairly successfully, and that is, why do I deflect the good things that I manifest? And so basically the emailer said that he's able to create amazing things, and it went to everyone around him, but didn't experience it himself. So the beauty of that is you're a great manifester. So let's go into all the places that we put everybody else's oxygen mask on them before ourselves, all the places we deflect our own manifestations and our own self-love. And all the times we let someone else through the door before we take our own initiative. Oftentimes we have agreements with other people that they're going to grow before we will, and then we'll follow. Or we're just not quite so comfortable with something new. We want to see how it works out for them. And they're sometimes unconscious. So let's go ahead and remove those limitations from all the cells of our body, all the quantum particles up, all the empty spaces delete, and then let's go ahead and love all those parts that resist our own manifestations. So this is working, and there's more energy coming in because some of the group has different needs. So just stay with this. If you're not really sure what to do now, I want you to put your attention on your center and your heart. Just stay right with you, right with yourself. Open the floodgates of love and let that just flow through. There's quite a bit of change in the heart. I haven't spoken about it. Some of you will be feeling it. If some of you are very experienced in this, and I know some of you are on this call, just stay in your empowerment and just allow other people to catch up with you. And what you're gonna actually play with each other. Others who are learning will learn faster because you've gotten there first, and then you're gonna learn a lot about how easy it is to flip from one to the other. It's actually mutually beautiful. So just stay right there, expand, feel, hold your empowerment. When I was younger, I had a teacher, and she taught me a lot of wonderful things and a lot of interesting things. And one thing she said that I never forgot, because I thought it was quite empowering, was when we're going to talk about Jesus, and so you can think of it as Jesus or anybody if you don't follow that. There is, before he incarnated, he had a meeting with his best friend, and his best friend was Judas. And they made an agreement that Jesus needed several things to happen in his incarnation. And the only way he could make them happen was with a betrayal. And his good friend Judas said, I'll do that. I'll help you out there. And so only our good friends, which are teaching to me, only the people that love us best are going to betray us and hurt us. Because who else would bother? Take a deep breath. Going to clean out some energies that stirred up in some people. What she wanted me to do, and what we are all going to do here as a group, is neutralize the sense that that we're judging other people for how they're behaving with us. The sense of betrayal and victimization. Let's just go to that point before we were born when we were light and we wished to experience something else. Some of us took on missions to shine ourselves and be in places while the earth and the people on it went through a transition. Big breath. She told me then that Judas had to have been Jesus' best friend. But I'm telling you now that some of these people that we have all felt betrayed by, There were hooks and patterns and things in place, all in a divine fabric to help us get to our next step. And when we get to the other side of the pattern, all of it goes away. We're all at various stations of the stages of the pattern, allowing these patterns to go. So in these patterns, I'm talking about the pattern of all men victimize me, all men leave me, all women steal my money. I mean, all the ones, you know yours, we all know ours, if we've given it any consideration, all the triggers. Big breath. We have collective triggers that we adopt, such as, if I step out in my own power, I'm going to be burned at the stake as a witch, or I'm going to be beheaded, or if I tell the truth, no one will believe me. I mean, there's so many of them. Take a deep breath. Let's let all remaining ones go. I can get everyone to a place where they've let go of certain patterns. At any moment in time, we can get ourselves to that moment where that pattern is no longer functioning. Now, let's talk about what makes that pattern reactivate. Big breath. There's several things. One is we're in a spiral, and another version of it's going to come back around again. We used to call it like a test, but I think of it as almost more mathematical now. It comes around again. We feel an edge of it. We have a sense of it. Uh-oh, I see this is about to happen. And we have an opportunity. You know, am I going to stay with my new pattern, or am I going to take this other road and go back to something very familiar? Take a deep breath. The other reason that we return, and the strongest one as I have seen it, is we love other people. We love them. We want to be with them, and we want to resolve things. We want the perpetrator in our life to actually truly love us. And when things go back, particularly through, from birth to the age of 7 or before birth, when patterns are so old and so deep within us, we want them resolved in a beautiful fairy tale manner. We want the person who could never love us to love us. And what that really is all the times we never could love ourselves. We gave other people the power to love us, and we waited, and we waited, and we hoped that this time it would turn out differently. And it's very seductive. Take a deep breath. Let's release all the places where we have seductive patterns that hold us back or take us back. More energy is coming in now for that. Another thing that happens, and we're on the subject of why, when I thought I was done, am I not done with this pattern? I had a moment of time where I was done, but now I find myself back in it. What happened, Sherry? What made my energy fall back into that pattern? Here's another one, and that is we have distress signals. I'm in an unfamiliar place. Where are the players in my life I'm supposed to have? And we send out like a distress signal, which is a similar signal to what we've been sending out. But it's like, wait a minute, where are you guys? And then they show back up, maybe with different faces, maybe the same faces, but they show back up to play the game with you. Big breath. And much of it is unconscious. So let's go into the unknown, unconscious, subconscious, non-conscious, any way that it exists within your being, and bring up in updated energies for that. Okay, I see some of you kind of beating yourself up to this. I want you to love that part. Bring the part of yourself that feels ashamed or in awe at the recognition and love it. Okay, I'm feeling quite a bit of energy where people have integrated things in this call, but they need to bring in more energy that's already been integrated sitting outside yourself. And we've had a lot of shift on the planet lately. So just take a deep breath and allow all the parts of yourself that are ready to come home into your heart now. Sometimes we've had parts of ourselves that that didn't know how to be recognized unless they were bleeding or injured or hurt, and they're like waving a flag, oh, I'm a hurt person. So let's love all the parts that are automatic this way, that automatically send out distress signals, that automatically fall back, that automatically feel that. Okay, some of you are upgrading, up-leveling a sense of equanimity in the third eye. We're just going to allow the energies to come in, blend with the heart. Let's balance that with the core. Another question that I got in my emails was, how do I stop the fractal disintegration? How do I stop from disintegrating ever again? How do I stop it? Well, my first thing I want to say is, if you're feeling the energy of, I need to stop it, take a breath and love the part of you that's feeling the need to stop the disintegration. Allow the love to flow and allow yourself to become the flowing river of self-acceptance, the flowing river of love. And I'm saying a river, it looks, it's more of, I guess, more of a wave going in your heart, coming out of your heart and out the back of your heart and flowing through you. Let the vortex in the front of your heart call in the parts of yourself and make a beautiful home for them. I use the safety of the new earth. We use the core of our body, of our energy system. This is our biocomputer too. And we make it safe for these places to be here. And that safety and that love is our strength. This is how we neutralize things in the heart. So go ahead and bring in all the parts of yourself that are concerned about more disintegration. Deep breath. We always have a round trip ticket. It's one of my favorite sayings. Any part of yourself that leaves, you already bought the ticket. It's coming home. You can punch it any time. You're in complete control. And the higher your energy is in the love flow, the easier it integrates. And we've talked about it before. I'm going to mention it again. Those parts of ourselves that are not integrated do not feel safe to come home. It's like a runaway child that doesn't know if the parent is really going to love them. And there are many times that we've rejected ourselves so thoroughly that parts of ourselves find it unbearable to be with ourselves. So we're going to love those parts whole. And all the parts of you that feel this way, let's go ahead and bring them back. Let them come into your heart. Let the love flow. Self-hatred, self-loathing. Let's go ahead and love all the parts of ourselves that are experiencing self-hatred and self-loathing. All the parts of ourselves that have recently experienced hatred, rejection, cruelty. Disentangle all of that. The part of ourselves that activate autoimmune health issues, pain. The part of ourselves that are holding the pain of the planet. Other people. Love that part. We want to love that so we can allow all beings their own sovereign experience. And when we do that, they can go ahead and transform faster, and so can we. Allowing more disentanglement to take place. Just give us a little bit of time. Some beautiful purple energies coming in, violet rays, platinum rays. The orange is expanding, the peachy color we talked about earlier. Some of you dove very deeply into the earth experience. You went to the edges of what a human can tolerate. to explore it. I want you to love the part of yourself that made that choice. And I want you to love the part of yourself that knows how strong you were to make that choice. And love the part of yourself that's mad that it was so painful. Big breath. All that sticky, muddy, yucky stuff is just moving out of yourself now. Okay, ground in. Some of you are losing that. Hang on to that. Bring it back. It's a second. You can do it in a flash. And if you lose it, put your hand on the back of your tailbone, rub it a little bit. That should help. Feel your body. Sometimes I drop my eyeballs to my knees and look out my knees, and that helps ground me. I know it's funny, but it works. All right. So I did get quite a few desperate emails, quite a few, lots of them, which is fabulous. Let's love all the parts of ourselves that feel desperate. The part that doesn't know where to go. The next step, the questions to ask. And what's happening next? Fear of the future. Let's clear some of that in some of you. We're doing spinal cord and brain balancing. Stay in your heart. What do I do if I feel desperate? Well, we're taking a deep breath. We ground in the new earth. We move and allow ourselves to be neutral. We love all the parts that don't feel neutral. We love the parts experiencing anything we're experiencing. We love the next thing that's happening. I had fun recently learning and remembering how to love a place in myself that experienced horror. Something horrible, something awful, so or something I judge that way. So, and I thought, how do I teach this to other people? And it came to me this way. We start at the edge of the experience. So if you've ever had that sense of dread that something is about really bad about to happen, love the part that recognizes that you feel a sense of dread or horror or fear. And you do this from the watchtower position or the highest level of yourself. From that place, which you get to by the steps of grounding, allowing the light, strengthening our core. We'll do that right now. And before you, if you don't know how to do this, you can listen to some of the MP3s or some of our recordings and get yourself in that place. We have a session. Within the session, you get in that place. You get in that place, and you allow what comes up, and you love it. And you love it not the way that your two-year-old self loved, but the way that you do from your divinity in your highest space. That's a beautiful energy field of health and love and wisdom and empowerment. It's active. So I'm going to a car crash. So many of us have experienced a car crash. So we see what's in motion. Some part of ourselves might jump out of our body and start watching this car crash. but we know what's going to happen. We know it might hurt. We know other people might hurt. We know our whole life might change. It's one of those experiences of the edge of horror I'm talking about. So we start loving every part. Oh, I notice I might be hit in a few minutes. Let's go ahead and love that part that notices. And that remembers from that noticing every other time you were about to get hurt. And then we want to love all the parts connected to all the people all over the world who ever noticed they were about to get hurt. Do you see where I'm going with this? You take it one step at a time. How do you know the next step? It's in your feeling. What comes up? Sometimes it's in your mind, and that's fine too. You balance your mind by accepting what your mind thinks, asking if it's true, letting it go to the greater mind. Big breath. Okay, so some of you are letting go of really, really heavy things. So I'm just going to bring a wash of energy in and just letting all that go. Just letting it all wash through, all the cells, all the sticky parts, all the things that are stuck. And we'll do another body-mind-spirit balance. All right, I just heard you do another autopilot. So within your heart, I want you to ask for all the parts of yourself that are ready to integrate, that have been functioning on autopilot to make you more afraid and destabilize you. So go ahead and allow those parts to come in to your heart, in that safe space in your heart, and love them. And we're going to love them until they melt into your soul, which means they've integrated. Anything that feels stuck, I want you to love that part. Just love it. Keep loving it. Sometimes people in our lives gave up on loving us, so we give up on loving ourselves. Love it. Okay, someone asked me, how do I get to the love space? So let's review this. We get to our love space by experiencing love. And that unconditional love is the love that we feel when we look at our pet, when we see a flower, when we see a beautiful scenery in nature. So bring that feeling in, and that's what you want for all these pieces that you're integrating. Very nice. Okay. More energy's coming in. We have a lot of people in a lot of different places that will be listening and are listening to the call. All right, so I'm looking at some of the questions that came in. And the first one is, how can I let go of complaining and the poor me syndrome? I'm so sick of myself. I love that. All right, so all the parts of yourself that are so sick of yourself, go ahead and love the part that's sick of yourself. invite them in. And the poor me syndrome, let's invite all those parts in and love them whole. Every time you gave up on yourself, loving yourself, go ahead and love those parts too. Oh, I'm feeling an upgrade here for everyone, so let's all stay with this. Okay, next one. When do I get to start living for me and stop living for others? All right. All the times that you feel like you wasted your time loving, putting other people's needs before your own, go ahead and love that part. And love all the autopilot parts that worry about others before yourself. And let's get rid of all the societal things that make you feel like you're selfish, if you think of yourself at all. And that maybe you're unworthy, invisible. Or some of us, here's a good one, I'm so spiritual, I don't have any needs. Love all those parts, all the denied needs. All right, I have another one. All right, let's go to, all right, I'm going to read this. I seem to seek approval from everyone else and stress myself out so badly seeking that approval. How do I stop that requirement and start listening to myself? All right, so let's love the part seeking approval. That will wear you out. You're finished with the pattern. And that's why you notice it. So, you know, oftentimes when we notice something about ourselves, we start beating ourselves up more, which is so crazy because that's just your soul telling you we're ready to let that go. So that's actually the good news, that I notice I have this thing that's kind of feels damaged. So love that part. It's instant. So when you go about your day, it's like, oh, I just noticed that some part of me was hoping that that person recognized me or thought I was wonderful or needed their approval. That's great. That's beautiful. Love that part. Now, as you do that, you're working through the depth of the program that you're running. And if we go deeper and we start disentangling the program that's on autopilot, all kinds of things go up. Self-hatred. Not able to live on your own. Dependent. Worthless. Love all those parts that feel that, that ever felt that in any time, space, or dimension. Integrate into your wholeness. And that pattern is also part of a round-trip ticket. You can let it go, and you can go back in. Oh, I noticed this, and you bring it back. You just get faster and faster at it. And you might want to do it if you want to supercharge this all day long. Oh, I just noticed I was hoping that person winked at me. Oh, I just noticed I was hoping that person would say this about me. You know, love those parts. They have other messages for you. Just allow each thing you think or feel to come up and love it. You're going to supercharge that empowered feeling with that. Okay, let me check the next one. Oh, okay. Someone asked me if we have an option for the upcoming 21 days for people who did the last one. Yes, we'll send out something. We won't send a whole bunch of notices out. But if you took the first one and you want a second one, we'll make sure that you get that. Okay, let's see. Okay. Just looking through the notes here, and I'm going through all the ones that are for everyone. Okay, I think I missed one, though. All right, I'm going to read an email because I think many people can relate to this. My grandfather was my best friend, and since my mother and father always worked, I loved him more than life. So this is where she loved more than herself. Let's go ahead and love the child that loved the grandfather more than herself. And he betrayed me one day by molesting me, and she never told her parents, and she wants to forgive him. He passed away several years ago, and I know he needs my forgiveness. Let's go ahead and love yourself. There's some shame coming up, so let's go ahead and love that part. He needs your forgiveness. You need to forgive yourself for the experience that you asked for. Let's go ahead and love that part. And what is forgiveness? It's actually love. Love and letting go, so things disconnect and you're not entangled. So disentanglement is another way to forgive. We let the energies go. Love that part. It's very difficult to be a child that's molested and not feel shame. Let's love that. That makes everything kind of tangled and gooey. All right. So let's take this further. Because you are afraid to bring him in, I'm going to put you in a loop. Those of you who have worked with me before are familiar with this. So we're going to make a figure eight, an infinity symbol, and we're going to put you in one end and your grandfather in the other. Anyone else working something deep out with someone else, go ahead and do that. Make an infinity symbol. Put yourself in one side of that loop. And the infinity symbol is also activated. It's light in action. It's opalescent. I often run dolphins in that energy. Just let that go. Angelic presence is with you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Here is the safety. Nothing can harm you or the other person within that loop. And through the time, infinity, all that ever has been, we have a chance to commune with that other soul. And in fact, if I do this for the person who asked this question, I think they want you to forgive them. They want you to let go of something deeper and darker than you've touched on yet. So let's love that part. that's darker and deeper and unacknowledged and that got suppressed. Good. Okay, that's very good. Running light, letting the light move and lift and shine. All we have to do is turn on the light in the dark spaces. And when we're neutral, we can go to the dark spaces and turn on the light. Our whole heart is like a beam of light. And that part of you and your child part that went into a dark space to avoid the pain and betrayal, you can let her come into your heart now. Very good. We're just loving that through for you and everyone else. And we have some beautiful singing in the background. It's quite lovely. The body often releases through tears. Just let that flow. We're bringing in more energies to wash. Just allowing that to come through the crown of the head. Rebalancing for everyone on the call and others who listen in the future. All right, very good. Okay, so today's call theme is return to self-love. And what we're doing today, we're going to concentrate on getting everybody better at loving the parts of themselves that are disintegrated, that are in pain, that are feeling disempowered. And so I'm going to take some live calls. I'm going to drop everybody's hand. And we're going to just ask you to raise your hand again if you want to do the process where we're just loving the parts of ourselves, which actually is very neutralizing and also heal, but I'm going to walk you through it so it may not be as instant as you've seen me do other things. But I want that for everyone. I want everyone to get better at self-care. And this is the best way I know how to teach it for this call particularly, since that's the name of it. All right, so let me get a caller here. Hang on. Okay, area code 780. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Parise.
Hi, Parise. How are you?
Oh, I'm so emotional. This is so powerful. Brought up a lot of stuff.
Oh. Good.
Yes, it's wonderful. You know, we work quite a bit on releasing pain. I'm just wondering when we release pain. I've had a lot of pain in my hips for a long time. Is it immediate? Do you feel comfortable right away? Like, how does it? Yeah, I just need help with that, I guess.
Okay, well, let's start with where you are. So we're going to do, you know, the loving ourselves part, right? So tell me, what level is your pain?
What level is my pain? Well, I'm standing up and walking. It's
1 to 10.
I'd say about a 6, and
okay. It
increases when I'm walking.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we go with this. I'm not going to do, like I said, I'm not going to do what you may have heard me do, but it doesn't mean it can't be instant, right? I just want to get the power back in everyone's hands on the call about self-love and self-care. So when you walk, and it's about a 6 when you walk, you said?
Well, the more I walk, if I walk 5 to 10 minutes, I start limping. It's very tender, very uncomfortable. So I
All
don't
right.
go very far.
Put your attention on your heart and open it. quite open, but open more. Allow the love in. And I want you to go to that place in equanimity, that part within your third eye or higher in your field. And you're going to love the part that's anxious about the limping and the pain when you walk. Because it feels like you've had, you know, kind of an anxious feeling about this, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so let that part of yourself that's tied up in that come into your heart. And let's love that. Okay, so now this is foreign to you. I can feel this. So invite that part, just like you would a friend who is very anxious about her limping body. What? How would you treat her? You would treat her with love and compassion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That energy, I want you to flow. So you can imagine it any way you want, something that looks a little like the little Paris or or like a little fractal piece of your, like a broken ceramic piece, whatever it is. See that in your heart, and let's love that. And a part of your soul on that journey, experiencing that. There you go. Going into it. You have an infinite amount of this love. Just let this flow. Very good. Keep going. Okay, I'm feeling stuff in my, I get the full body thing here. So how are you feeling? What's going on?
Oh, I feel a lot of joy coming in, like just finally, like it's like at last, you know, I just felt like I was very old walking with canes and all curves.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just feeling grateful.
For all time, spaces, and dimensions that you ever limped, saw someone else limp, felt badly for someone else's limp, let's love all of those parts of yourself. Invite them in your heart. Okay, good. There you go. Keep loving. Very good. All right, so when you're limping, times were a little out of balance. So all
yes.
The times you felt out of balance, I want you to love those parts. Invite them into your heart. That big vortex of love you've got there. Okay. All right, okay. So tell me the part. I want you to say it before I do. When you think of this limping part of yourself, what comes up?
Oh, I get discouraged. I feel weak. I feel that I think it's keeping me powerless. I feel it disempowered.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a way to disempower yourself, too. So let's disentangle that, right? So, okay, so let's bring in all the parts that feel disempowered, powerless, discouraged, from all time, spaces, and dimensions because of a pain in your hip, or limping.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Deep breath. Bring them all in. So I'm seeing all kinds of lives come in, but that's okay. You don't have to see any of it. You just have to feel it in your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And I love all the tangled parts. And when we concentrate on the soul pieces, the fractal pieces that we're experiencing that, you know, the disentanglement just takes place. We can command it. You know, I do that in a lot of my work. But for this particular way of getting to it, we can just love it. Good. What's the next thing you feel?
Well, I just felt that the cane became like a scepter, like my power, like my stick, like here I am.
Yay! Okay, so
it's really different.
That's great. Yeah,
wow.
So let's be the empowered limping person. Yeah. I mean, if you look through history, a lot of very empowered, wise characters had limbs or were blind or all this stuff. So we want to love that other aspect of it too, both ends of the polarity.
Mm-hmm.
So the other end is all the times that you had a disability, but you were also very wise. Invite all those in, and let's love those parts too.
The crown is tingling. Hoo hoo. Wow. Huh. Yeah, I felt like from all sides coming all in, like it just like timelines collapsing.
Mhm. Very good.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How does your hip feel now? What is your current pain?
I'm just getting up. It's tender, you know, it's really tender.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's love the part that feels tender in all the ways that you can be tender.
It's like my mouth is chattering, like it feels like I'm vibrating now.
Yeah, you're moving an awful lot of old energy.
Well, this is it. Like, because I wasn't aware, I just knew that this was ancient, that this was not just now. This is very ancient.
But what I'd like you to see, and everyone to see on the call, or feel on the call, is how you can just take that next thing and keep loving it, and keep loving it.
Mm.
Now, and even, this has probably happened to you, it's happened to me, oh, I just cleared those five things, I shouldn't have to clear anymore. Well, love the part that feels that, too. And then the part that feels, it's still tender, love that part.
Okay.
Love the part that feels limited by the hip and is mad about it.
Yes, that has definitely been an issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to say this because I had an awful lot of people write about physical disabilities. We have to love each one as they come up, every single one. And we have to love the part that's resistant to change and the part that believes in disabilities. Almost everybody collectively believes we have to get old and die. And I have a belief that we haven't integrated very well in our world, but I believe we're moving towards it, and that is that we can die anytime we want. We don't have to get old to die.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get sick. And we decide to leave this plane and go somewhere else, let's do it in a healthy way. Let's show up in a good way, right? We don't have to get that way. It's because we collectively believe it. And if we think... If you remember, those of us are old enough to remember, about 30 years ago, you'd look at people who hit about 40. They were looking kind of ancient. 40-year-olds don't look very ancient anymore, right? Pretty good. It's more than Botox. It's like a collective thing that we're going to live longer and better looking and better physically capable. And we're all... pioneers in this area, every single one of us. We're all learning to do it differently and that we don't have to get old and decrepit to die. We can just, if we want to go, we go in a healthy way. To the very end, we're in good shape. And so let's go to all the places in our body mind and spirit that feels this, this old pattern, this collective pattern, and we'll delete it. And love all the parts of ourselves that are participating in that. And a part of ourselves that don't believe it can change. Very good. So, how are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm so grateful. I just know this is huge. This is huge, and I'm going to keep loving all these pieces. Yes.
That's very good.
Yeah,
that's very,
very
good.
Great.
So, tell me where your pain is now.
Oh, it's dropped quite a bit. I'd say maybe one-ish.
That's beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
So in a very short period of time.
And I know it's
going to
just get
minus
zero.
Yeah. So it's going to keep going because the collective one was so strong with you.
Yeah.
And we'll keep working on that. So I got a lot of letters from everyone. And if I want you to follow the steps that we just did for your own stuff that we're going to be working on, most of us, on sessions. Those of you who don't have sessions, keep listening to the MP3s and just keep doing this yourself, loving what comes up next, the next thing you feel, the next thing you're disappointed about. And I want you to also love all the parts of yourself that are automatically doing this. Thank you, Carice. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right, I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to say goodbye until, I think, the 21st. We're doing another call. All right, hang on. Let's see. Okay, hi. I'm looking at 646 area code.
Hi. Is that me?
Hi. Yes, it
hi.
Is.
Hi. Oh, it's so funny. I knew you were going to pick me. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Who is this?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So the last caller actually helped me a bit, but I woke up a couple of months ago suddenly with joint pain in my right hand with my middle three fingers. I had never had this before, ever. And I don't know if
okay.
it's the supplements I'm taking or whatever, but it's just there, especially when I wake up.
Okay.
Now it's at a minimum. But anyway, I don't
okay.
know. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you don't have much pain right now, you're saying, but you had a sudden joint pain that bothered
you. I mean,
every
morning it's pulsing, but I'd never had this before a few months ago. And then it gets better,
okay.
and then it pulses every morning, and I don't know.
Right in the wrist?
No, it's in my middle three fingers, only of my right hand. So it could be
okay.
something I'm imbalanced.
So you mean your middle,
or,
your ring, and your little finger?
Yeah, so the one next to the pinky, and then the other two mm-hmm. to the left of that one.
Okay. So, all right. So let's go ahead and love the part that's bothered by this. Invite that
okay.
part in. Because when we're bothered by something, we're in resistance. And when we're in resistance, we're sabotaging our wholeness. Everyone on the call, invite all the parts of yourself that are resisting, that are bothered by, that know that you're self-sabotaging something in your life. It can be a physical one. It can be an emotional issue. Just go ahead and invite that into the big vortex of your heart. Let's love it. Okay, Lisa. So when you're bothered by this, what
mm-hmm.
comes up for you? What's the next thing that happens? What's the next thing?
I mean, I have to admit, I panic a little because I think, oh, no, is this arthritis? I mean, I do go to these places of self-diagnosing
Perfect.
And am I getting old, or, you know, and I'm not old, or I don't know.
Exactly.
All, this stuff.
All right, so let's do each one of these. All right, so panic. Let's love the part that's panicked by your symptom. Now, when we're panicked, we're not in the flow, obviously. So let's love all the parts that feel the fear. And all the parts that think it's supposed to go a certain way, right? Am I getting old? Is this happening? Is this happening? You know, all of the things I spoke about earlier, degeneration. So let's love all the parts that are fearful of degeneration. Lisa, what's the next thing you feel?
Then I just try to dismiss it and go on with my day.
Good. I love it. Okay, so I will put it aside. I will disregard it. So let's love all the parts of yourself that disregard anything that we want to integrate. Is there some part of yourself that needs to be noticed?
Yeah, I'm a writer and just starting to get my work in the world, so I'm very concerned about how it's being received. I don't know if that's kind of what you're saying, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a writer, and it's your hand. So,
I didn't even think of that, actually.
Yeah, you know, if you look, they're always there, right? You know, and we hide those things for ourselves when we dismiss it. So what this is so typical, and I'm very, I've done this a lot in my life. So I have a goal. I'm moving ahead. And then all the little warning bells of where I'm afraid to move ahead show up. Mm-hmm. And I just dismiss. Mm-hmm. I dismiss. I've suppressed. I've shut it down. And so, but sooner or later, we have to deal with all these things. So all the parts of yourself that are afraid to be seen in the world and noticed. Love those parts. This works for everyone on the call or listening later. Just go ahead and invite those parts back into your heart, Lisa. Open your heart bigger. If you allowed yourself to be everything that you want, could you stand it? And the part of yourself that is saving yourself from that, let's love that part. So there's the worthiness part, there's the can I really do it part, and there's the saboteur part. Are these recognizable to you?
Oh, my gosh. My whole body's tingling. This is amazing.
Yeah. Let's invite all those parts, all those characters into your heart, all those. Okay, and you probably, is this a novel or is this nonfiction?
It is a novel.
All right, so all the parts of yourself you put in your characters that you sort of disintegrated to do it and do it really well, invite those back into your heart. And funny enough, this is really advanced thinking here because that's exactly what we do in our life. We put a piece of ourselves to other people and hope that they give back to us. It's not unlike what you did with the characters in your book. Go ahead and just level
up. Yeah, and there also is nonfiction stuff out there right now. Everything's sort of happening at once, so this is amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So, so compression, suppression, all of those things are probably part of what's going on with your fingers there. So let's get you back in the flow. All the parts of yourself that feel out of the flow, trying to control the flow,
mm-hmm.
which would be the nerve conduction in the blood. rainbow. Are we having a session later?
We are, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you all very, very much. It was just lovely to talk to you. I'm going to check and see if any messages came in. Okay, well, we're going to check and see if there's any messages that apply to everyone. Okay. Hang on. Just check in here, everyone. All right, I have someone that says that they don't know if they've ever experienced self-love or self-acceptance before. Okay. Let's all just love all of our parts that feel that they've never, the parts that have never experienced it. Let's all call those in, every one of us. Okay, very good. All right, I do have an email from someone who feels disappointed, and they say that they cannot seem to relax into instruction. So let's just let that go. So all the parts that feel like they cannot relax, let's invite those in and love them. All the parts that feel tense, go ahead and love those. All the parts that feel like you're procrastinating. Okay, Crystal, I've got your email here, so take a deep breath. And for you and everyone else that are, your mind is sort of taking over, and you're questioning and not certain, and but you're also feeling emotion, let's go ahead and love all the parts that are in mourning. Love those now. All the parts that resist integrating the mourning, love those. Big breath. All the energy of darkness, and I mean darkness because the closed part that mourns, love that part. The part that is angry at yourself for mourning, love that part. The part that wonders when the mourning will ever end, I want you to love that part. The part that questions whether you're ever going to get out of or change or get where you're trying to go, I want you to love that part. Let me say this. None of us know where we're going, okay? We all have goals. We all have this stuff. Our body is doing big upgrades with all kinds of planetary new energies coming in. Let's just be okay with the fact we don't know, and that's a very empowered place. The only thing we have to know is, you know, our next step. What's the next thing for me to do? I wake up every morning. What are the 4 or 5 things that I need to do today? You might hear things like have a glass of water, take a walk, call your friend. It could be very simple things. You might hear go to bed for another hour. That's all you need to know right now when you're in a big transition. All right, big breath. Okay. I also had quite a few people asking me about entities in questions and things. All right, so entities are an amazing way to disempower yourself, something kind of mysterious that's showing up to interfere in your life, steal your life, that you need an expert to take to fix for you. So if you take a deep breath, we raise our energy, no entities are really going to be there. And there's no reason to be afraid. So let's love the part of ourselves that feels disempowered because of something outside of ourselves, dead or alive. Love that part. Love the part resisting being the beautiful, empowered person you are. You know how some people crawl into caves for a living and they take their flashlight and they're investigating what's going on in this dark corner of the world? That's the same thing we do when we go into difficult places. We're just going to turn on our light and decide whether we're going to keep going or if we want to try something different. Total control. All the parts of ourselves that do not feel like they are in total control, let's love them now. And all the parts of ourselves that are afraid that you do have control, let's love those parts. Because what do you do with it? Okay, love those parts. Go through all time, spaces, and dimensions where the control of your empowerment was given to other people. It didn't turn out so well. Or it turned out really well and you don't think you can do it yourself. Let's love all those parts. Thank you, everyone. We did a lot of very subtle work today. There's a lot of upgrades. I've been doing a lot of earth grid work. I've been doing a lot. So we're all in a big shift right now. We're going to have a call again very quickly. I'm happy to take your emails. I do that mostly for the temperature. I know some people are in big distress, so I'll be doing some group silent for that, and then when we get into the 21 days, which is really soon, we'll be doing that every day for everyone. And if you're in a place where you really need that one-on-one, go ahead and get yourself on my calendar, and we'll take care of it. All right, much love to everyone. Let's go interactive and say goodbye. Here we go. Just a second. Aloha.
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 Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, blessings, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
No, I gotta go.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.